This is an Avery audio performance. Please be respectful of my creative work as always, and don't download or distribute it without my permission. Thank you. Reigning a kingdom is glorious. To be at the very center of power, the one person who pulls all the strings, whose voice is the law. That's a life few humans are privileged to live. But truth be told, to rule wisely takes a strength of will that's quite hard to accomplish. When the implications of your decisions reach so far, you always have to be your strongest self. Your intellect, sharp as a knife. Your eyes, vigilantly watching your enemies. Few people can imagine how heavy a crown can weigh on your head, both literally and figuratively. It has been a long day. And yet, a queen is entitled to unwind in the privacy of her quarters and far from prying eyes. I've cherished the peaceful solitude of these late night hours many times, but recently I found out that the company of a particular servant boy was quite delightful. This is the one I've ordered to help me relax when the deeds of the day are done. When I enter my quarters, a smile lights up my face. The heavy brass bathtub looks so inviting in the candlelight. Steamy mist rises from the hot water and rose petals are swimming on the surface. You elegantly sink down on your knees right in front of me. Look up at me with quiet dedication in your eyes. Wordlessly, I place my hand on your head and caress you slowly. You bite your lip, and there's this yearning in your gaze, this ultimate desire to please. My body starts tingling, and I know I just have to say the word, and you would willingly do whatever I want. A possibility that thrills me and has been on the back of my mind all day while I went about my responsibilities as a regent. I can have my way with all my subjects, don't get me wrong, but submission is all the more precious when it's given freely. It's too early to give in to temptation and make you pleasure me already. You raise an eyebrow, but I just smile and tell you that I want to feel relaxed and clean after this long and tiresome day, and I'm putting you in charge of making this happen now. You may start by undressing me. You carefully take off my robes and undergarments and help me into the bath. The hot water feels wonderful. I notice you must have put some fragrant bathing oil into it, since the water feels so sensually slippery on my skin. A feeling that is instantly erotic. You sit down at the edge of the tub, so I can put one of my beautiful, elegant feet into your lap. You start massaging it slowly and lovingly. And I realize you're not only releasing the tension in my muscles, no, you are worshipping my feet. I close my eyes and savor the sensations your skillful hands are giving me. This goes on for quite a while. Only when my foot begins to feel overly sensitive do I gently pull it out of your hands. Following an impulse, I don't let it slip back into the water but move it up towards your face instead. My toe gently touches your lower lip. I carefully monitor your reactions and I see I was right. This is something you've been secretly wishing for. You part your lips. I look deep into your eyes as you start sucking my toes slowly. Your mouth is so warm and so soft. The tingling sensation of your tongue sends shivers down my spine. You're being such a good boy for me. Eventually, I ask you to move on and wash my body. You happily comply and carefully soap me up all over, not missing a single inch of my skin. I remember when I first asked this of you and how shy you were to touch me. I had to teach you that I like a firm and steady grip, that a feeble touch won't do justice to a goddess. You learned quickly. I tell you how wonderful your hands feel and how much I appreciate it to have someone take care of me like this. You modestly reply that you're just a simple servant boy among many, but I lift your chin and place a gentle kiss on your lips. Your breath catches as I tell you that you are special. The bathtub is pretty spacious, and I ask you to come join me in the water so you can sit behind me while you wash my long hair. I practically purr when I feel your fingertips gently massaging my scalp. I reach around and start playing idly with your cock, just so you know that all your effort will be rewarded. You're growing hard in my hand, despite the hot water, and your breathing becomes heavier. But before you get too excited, I tell you to rinse my hair and put the warm almond oil on it. Beautiful hair needs care. While that soaks in, I sit opposite of you. I ask you about gossip in the servants' quarters, such a valuable source of information on the foods and affairs among the noblemen of my court. You answer diligently, and I listen. But I can't resist running my toes along your cock ever so softly from time to time and distract you. Each time you lose track of what you were saying and apologize. Oh, it's adorable. After my hair is done and rinsed, you get out of the tub and towel off quickly. Then help me out and wrap me in a warm, soft linen towel. You then proceed to tenderly dry every inch of my delicate body. My skin feels so warm and glowing, and I feel so beautiful and relaxed. You go down on your knees to towel off my calves. And I give in to the impulse of grabbing your head and pushing your face right onto my gorgeous pussy. I don't need to tell you anymore. You know what I want, and you start licking it slowly and with dedication. Oh, I close my eyes and begin to moan softly. But after a short minute, I pull you up by your hands and kiss you, tasting myself on your lips. I'll have more of this later, I tell you. Now, comb my hair. You comply and start to untangle my hair carefully. Your patience is impeccable, despite your obvious arousal. I know you wonder what will happen next, but I won't tell you. I just give you that look from half-closed eyes, that little smirk in the corner of my mouth. I let my soft hand brush against your cock, as if by accident. You inhale sharply, but you keep on combing my hair with slightly shaky hands. I suddenly turn around and grab your cock with one hand and your balls with the other. Not cruelly, but firmly. A moan escapes your lips and you drop the brush to the floor. You instinctively try to pick it up, but my hands hold your most intimate parts relentlessly. I look you straight into the eyes and demand, tell me, which part of my body arouses you the most? You stutter that all of me is perfection, but I won't let you get away with that. Your gaze wanders down to my feet, and I have my answer. I get close to you and gently nibble your earlobe before I tell you that you deserve a treat. I let go of you and order you to get that almond oil and kneel down in front of my armchair. I sit down and place my feet in your lap so you can apply the warm oil. A shiver goes through your body as I begin to tease your cock with my oily toes. My good servant boy, look into my eyes. Look into my eyes while I turn you into a desperate, hot mess.